This is Free Speech Radio News for Friday, June 7, 2002. I'm Deepa Fernandez of Pacifica Station, WBAI, in New York. And the Seattle Musicians Union is taking their trumpets to the streets to protest the use of non-union actors and musicians. The Seattle Musicians Union is leafleting and protesting the Seattle stop of the touring Broadway show, The Music Man. Last August, the AFL-CIO called a national boycott against the roadshow produced by Big League Productions and presented by Clear Channel Entertainment for using non-union actors and musicians. Thatcher Collins reports from Seattle.
Outside Seattle's Paramount Theater, eight union trombonists play a song for The Music Man, 76 trombones. About 150 people join them outside, handing leaflets to concertgoers. When The Music Man started on Broadway in New York City, it was a union show. Marty Schmidt, an organizer with the local Seattle Musicians Union, says the policies of Big League, a specialist in non-union productions, is a significant new exception in Broadway road shows.
The touring musicians in this show have not been able to get union recognition or a contract. They've been trying since last August to negotiate something with Big League Theatricals, which is the producer of this touring Music Man. It's not the same producer as the Broadway show. The Broadway show is fully union. And when they filed a formal petition with the National Labor Relations Board, then Big League started threatening that if they persisted, that they would basically keep the thing in the legal system long enough so that they would never be able to see any results.
The actors and musicians get paid roughly a third of the union pay. The money saved from lower wages and benefits goes to Big League, to Clear Channel, and to Seattle's Paramount Theater. The Paramount, also known as the Seattle Theater Group, then chose to sell the tickets for nearly full price.
Our local is in negotiations with the Paramount Theater at present, and we're trying to get contract language that would bar the engagement of non-AFM shows.
There's a new judge in town.
Clear Channel is one of the largest media corporations in the world and leverages its power in related industries to hurt its competition. Clear Channel owns 6,000 billboards, 18 TV stations, and 5 radio stations in the Seattle area. Clear Channel reportedly uses bans and virtual gag rules to penalize producers and consumers for using non-Clear Channel companies. Drew Murphy is a spokesperson for Clear Channel Entertainment in Seattle.
Their position is against or with Big League Theatricals and not Seattle Theater Group or not Clear Channel Entertainment.
Mater Snell, Secretary Treasurer of the Musicians Union, disagrees.
You know, who's driving the bus? Is it the Clear Channel or is it Big League Theatricals? And they're able to pass the buck between each other so that it's hard for the musicians or the organized labor to figure out who the boss is and who they're supposed to be bargaining with.
Eric Hensel faced Clear Channel as an organizer for the Painters Union in Cleveland.
You lose leverage if you don't have competition, because if you have genuine competition in a market, you know, somebody else is going to be taking some of your business if you're not able to get up your signs. But if it's all owned by Clear Channel, it doesn't matter because, you know, if customers only have one place to go. If you're an advertiser, I mean, you lose also because they got all the signs.
The stagehands were recently organized for the Music Man with the help of the local union stagehands, who need to be hired for each specific venue. However, these stagehands signed a contract with a no-strike clause, preventing them from taking actions for other types of workers. Christopher Comte is a member of Actors Equity, the union trying to negotiate for the actors in The Music Man.
A majority of the cast of the show has actually signed cards requesting that Equity be their collective bargaining representative, and the producer of the show has actually refused to recognize the union as the collective bargaining agent for the actors. So it's actually gone to the National Labor Relations Board for a hearing, which was held at the end of last month.
In September, Clear Channel meets in Seattle as a member of the National Association of Broadcasters, a group that advocates broadcast media deregulation similar to the deregulation of the telephone industry and the energy market in California. I'm Thatcher Collins in Seattle for Free Speech Radio News.
Thank you.
Speech Radio News is produced by Aaron Glantz, headlines editor Randy Zimmerman, technical producer Jade Paget-Seekins. We have technical assistance from Kata Mester and Nell Geiser. Web support from Vanessa Tate. Our interns are Rosalind Fay, Susan Chelly, Rich Kim, Fernando Romero, Christopher Martinez, and William Perdomo. I'm Deepa Fernandez.
I'm Joe Gardner-Wesley in Albuquerque. On Free Speech Radio News, I can bring you reports on topics ranging from barriers to immigrant health care in the Southwest to a new federal school in Roswell for foreign police officers, stories which other news outlets won't often touch. But Free Speech Radio News can only stay on the air with your financial support. So won't you please make a donation to Free Speech Radio News online at www.fsrn.org. That's www.fsrn.org. Or call 510-287-5551. That's 510-287-5551. Thank you for your support.